Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. This week, we're going to be talking about one of the most crucial ingredients to peace and happiness in your life. And that is self-care. Why is it, though, that so many of us feel so guilty when we actually take the time for ourselves? I feel you. Like, when my late husband was going through his cancer diagnosis, I mean, it was 4 years, and I had an 8-month-old baby. I had baby weight on me, and 8 months was my baby when his cancer came back. And I remember being like, fast forward, we had gone through 2 surgeries, and I was even heavier than I was when his cancer, we found out that it did come back. And I was just devastated because I was eating my feelings. I wasn't taking time for myself. And I felt extremely guilty when I did take time for myself. Because here I have a husband who needs my time and attention, even though he was always promoting me to do things for myself. But we had 2 small businesses. We had 3 kids. And one of them obviously was a higher maintenance little person with diapers. And it was so hard. And I remember, hearing people, oh, you need to exercise, you need to work out. And it's like, that is just something else to add to my list. And I can't do that. Like, I would fall in my bed at night and just be so exhausted. Can you relate to that? It's hard, right? When people are like, this is what you need to do. You need to take care of yourself. You need to do this, 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 and you'll get this result. But how do you bridge that gap? How do you get there when you can barely even some days brush your teeth and you fall into bed at night and you're exhausted? Like, where is that magic button or magic pill that I can sign up for to get delivered to my house to help me? And let me tell you, for me, it became, a matter of prayer. Number one, I went to God and I was like, I can't live my life like this anymore. I hate myself. I hate who I am. I look in the mirror and like, I talked so mean to myself. And here I am going through some of like the hardest time in my life with my husband being sick. And I'm just like, I was like my worst enemy. I disgusted myself and it was hard. But going to my knees and getting that help. So whatever you believe in, whoever is your divine person that you look to, for me, it is a Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. And I prayed so hard to have Him help me change my mindset and give me ideas on what I could do. And that's when my heart started to soften and I was able to get open the gate to be able to get the answers. And they were the same answers that I'd always heard, because we know we need to eat healthy. We know we need to work out, but why don't we do it? Frankly, I didn't have the energy to do it. Like all of us. I mean, right? If I were to ask you, do you want to take care of yourself and be healthy and happy? Everybody would raise your hand, right? But why don't we do it? A lot of times it boils down to we don't have the energy and we don't have the strength to do it. And when I turned to God and when I turned my heart to God and really was going to do whatever He said, like have faith, then I was able to have the strength that God gave me. I was able to get God's grace in that moment to be able to help me follow through. It wasn't my own strength, but it was God's strength, and I know that. And now looking back over my life, there is no way I can deny that God is real, that his existence has strengthened me beyond my own capabilities. And I know that he will help you. And if you're struggling finding the energy to work out, finding the energy to take care of yourself, remember, God gave a parable in the Bible of the 10 virgins, right? Remember that. And the bridegroom came in the midnight hour, it says, and right, and the ones that didn't have the oil in their lamp were begging the others, like, hey, can you share? Can you share? And from my gist to that is it's a huge parable of self-care. And you can't borrow, you know, someone's efforts and energy that they invest in their self. That's not something that you can share and that you can give. It's not like, dang, several of those virgins were very stingy and they could have been Christ-like and they could have shared. But the parable is not about that. It's about that you can't share what you invest into yourself. You just hope that other people can do the same thing. And be prepared and be ready. How do you find the desire and the energy to put oil in your lamp and not feel guilty when you have all of these, you know, baby birds that need you to coddle them and help them and feed them and look to you as the mama bear or the daddy bear in your life? How do you take that time away? But if you don't, it will affect you, the longevity of your life, and all your relationships. Remember, when you're flying in an airplane and they're watching the video and it tells you in case of an emergency, the oxygen masks pop down, what are you supposed to do? Not put it on your kids first. You put it on yourself first. Why? Because when we give to ourselves, we have more to give to others. We cannot fully give our whole heart and what we were made to give from our Creator if we aren't investing in ourselves. If we're not oxygenating ourselves, we're not going to be able to have that optimum peak state that we want to be able to give back to others. So yeah, you might think, oh, it's selfish and I'm not going to work out right now. I can't find time for it. My family needs me. But what are you sacrificing for that in the long run, right? What are you sacrificing? When you give to yourself first, you have more to give. And we need to scramble that equation in our mind of self-care is time away from our family. Self-care is selfish. Get that out of there. Push it out of your mind anytime you think that. I mean, I got judgment too when I would leave for, I think it was like an hour and a half to go to a local gym back when Clint was sick. Like, I got judgment from a family member of mine. Like, why, how could you leave your house and leave your kids and your husband when they need you, you know? And it was a really close family member of mine that I really care about what they think and their opinion. And it was hard. And I, you know, poured my heart out to Clint and he just was like, what? Are you kidding me? No, I support you and I love you and I want you to go do this for yourself, you know, but it was hard to do. And I needed to flip that switch and Clint helped me flip that switch. So it's like, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. It's essential. And that, if anything, I want you to get that in your heart when you're listening to this podcast or watching this YouTube video. It is not selfish. It is essential. Okay. All right. Here you're listening to me and you're like, okay. I think I can do that. Or I want to take a baby step. How can you fill your oil lamp? Let me tell you, if you are tired and you don't have the energy, and you have no time for yourself on your schedule, you schedule your time in. You schedule it in. You need to find the time to schedule yourself on your list. You've got to do it. Non-negotiable. Like, like is as important as getting your kids to an activity or an event or making dinner, like whatever it is, you have to do it. There's no alternative. There's no choice. That's the mindset that you need to, the sacredness of that time you need to get in on your calendar. For me, and I'm a life coach, and my clients, I love to get them. I have a planner that I use, and I get each one of my clients, and it has in there a habit tracker. And I don't only not practice what I preach. I practice what I preach, and this is my actual one. And if you're watching this on podcast, I'll walk through with you. And for those of you on my YouTube, you can kind of see. But I schedule like my habits of what I want to do every day, right? So here's like a probiotic drink that I want to drink every day. Next is spiritual, cardio training, strength training, and then Tony Robbins. I'm doing a little fun 30-day thing of his right now, but just inspirational, motivational stuff. So I put that on there as well. But I do it because it's on my agenda. It's on what I need to do every day. And recently, I heard something and it really made an impact for me on my commitment to myself. And it was, don't think of it as I have to do this. I have to do that. Because that tells your brain like, that's something that you don't really want to do, but that you have to do. And you get that internal struggle with your mind and that defiancy, right? Where it's like, but I don't want to. But if you change it to, this especially worked out for me with working out. If you flip the switch to, not I have to work out, but I get to work out. I'm blessed to be able to work out. I'm grateful I have a body that can work out. And when you tell your mind those things, it empowers you. It gives you that motivation that you need to keep continuing and to keep going on. And remember, your commitment to yourself is sacred. Like, you deserve to be your number one client. You deserve it. And it's essential for your continued happiness. Also to help me, I thought I would think of like four tips for you guys today. In addition to scheduling, putting it on your schedule, I want you to invite others. So number one, it was scheduling. Make that sacred and put that on there. And look at it as a gift. Like, you woke up this morning. You can breathe. Like, congratulations. There's so many people going through private battles that you don't know about, and maybe some are more public. But, you know, I had a front row seat to seeing someone that was sitting on a couch and wished that they could get off of it and feel good enough to do it and have the body and the capability to do that. Seeing someone go through an illness changes your life forever. And it made me never take for granted my body. Even though I'm tired and I don't want to do things some days, I look at it and I'm like, I'm blessed to be able to do that. I'm so lucky that I can get on my exercise bike and I can ride, and I don't have an oxygen tank that I need to worry about, and I don't have all those other issues and problems that so many people have. So it's all about your mindset, right? So schedule that and look at that as a gift to you, that you have the capability to do that. Whatever area it is, setting any goal that you have, put it on your schedule. Make it sacred. Number two, invite others to join you. Reach out. Chances are you have a girlfriend or a neighbor, a family member that is wishing that they had a buddy that wanted to do the same things that you're wanting to do. So friends, neighbors, reach out and invite others to join you. Connection is what us humans are all about, right? We want to have that. And when you have that connection and that fun, and you also have accountability, you're less likely to back out when you have a friend that goes with you when you're scheduled. Like, I had so many great friends that showed up for me, but there was no way in heck am I going to go out and run at 5:30, 6 a.m. in the morning when it's 30 degrees outside or even colder by myself. No way. Never. Never would I have done that. And I had opened my mouth and reached out to neighbor girls that like to run and put myself in that place where I was less likely to back out. Another one is when I alternated, you know, running and then going to the gym, I would commit and a friend would be in my driveway at 5 a.m. Like, you can't not get up if you have someone depending on you. So invite others to join, and that will be a good way to help you. And even if it's not working out, let's just even say it's a pedicure. Do it. Go get a pedicure. Invite a girlfriend. Invite a guy friend, a family member. If it's safe in your areas and you can do that with a mask, walk in, whatever, right now, go support small businesses and get a friend, because you will feel so much better if you put yourself on your list. It could be a walk. There's like a bazillion things that you could do. And it's not just like get out there and run. And if you don't like to run, fine. If it's not exercise, that's fine. So number next is remember. Remember when you fill your cup, remember how you feel. So scheduling, inviting, and remembering. Remember back to the time in the good old days when you had time for yourself. And remember how you felt after you invested that time in yourself. It feels good to be able to fill your cup, to fill your oil lamp. Like, it feels good to know that you matter and you're taking care of yourself. So I loved that. And that was really important to me. It was to remember back to a time when you were doing what you want. Or look at it, somebody who is doing what you want, and look at the side effects that they're getting, and have your brain look at that and go, huh, that's tempting. That's what I want. And you're going to be more likely to gravitate towards that, right? Because what we think about expands, right? So if we're thinking how much we hate it, no, change your thoughts. Think about the results you want and the benefits you want. And that is the last one I had. Number four, it was think. Think what it will look like in your life two ways. I want you to do this for me. So if you're listening and you're driving, don't close your eyes. If you're watching and you're not in a place where if you close your eyes, it'd be a harm or a danger, close your eyes for me. And I want you to think, what would your life be like if you didn't focus on self-care at all? Okay? What would your life be like a month from now? 3 months from now, 6 months from now? How would you feel? How would you look 5 years from now, 10 years from now? If you're not taking care of yourself, how is that going to compound? Will you look different? Will your relationships be different? Will you be bitter, resentful, miserable, unhappy? Sit in that and feel that for a minute. What is the cost to you if you do not put yourself on your list? What is it going to cost you? Okay, now I want you to think into the future. What is it going to look like if tomorrow you decided, soon as you turn this off, if it's at night or if it's during the morning, go ahead and start today. What would your life look like if you mattered to yourself? What would you feel like tomorrow, in a week, if you stayed committed to yourself and your self-care in those different areas, right? Mentally, physically, spiritually. If you took that time for yourself in little bits, right? Because little by little, things make a difference. By small and simple things, like the scripture, right? Great things are brought to pass. So think about it. In 1 week, in 1 month, how would you feel? In 6 months, how would you feel? In a year, how would you feel if you went a whole year imperfectly, but consistently putting yourself on your list. 5 years. Feel the difference from when you didn't put yourself on the list 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, to when you do put yourself on the list. You've got to do it. And put your brain, like when you're in that state where, you know, a lot of people were like, how do I not feel guilty when I want to do self-care? And that's the focus of today. When, if you don't want to feel guilty, think of the benefits. Think of what you're going to receive in return and what more you're going to have to give to others. And that's what life's about, right? I believe it's finding your light, finding your passion, and being able to share that and help improve others' lives. And when your life is intrinsically connected to that concept and that purpose, you're going to have energy, happiness, and joy. But you need to be able to focus on yourself and sit in those moments and think, what do I like? What do I want to do? Like, what fills my cup? And think about that. And when you don't want to work out, when you don't want to put the effort in to get the result of something, think about the results. And that's what I want you to do this week. Schedule time for yourself in an area. And then I want you to think about the result you want. So next time you feel like those thoughts creep in, like, oh, heck no, you want to stay on the couch. You want to watch Netflix. You're tired. You want to go to bed. I want you to think of the result of how good you felt 6 months from now when you were a priority, when you deserve to be that priority, because it's so true. So remember, when you get those negative thoughts creep in, when Satan's knocking on your door wanting to make you miserable, envision yourself months, years, decades down the road, and you took time for yourself. And how are you going to feel? So just take one step, call to action. Whoop! This week, you deserve it. Take one step in an area this week. Mentally, I believe each week we need, each week and day for me, mentally, spiritually, physically. I'll just give a quick rundown. So physically, you could be seeking out therapy. That's a great thing mentally to do. You could see a doctor if you're having a hard time. Talking to a friend, journaling, bazillion things you could do. Two, spiritually, just some quick ideas to feed your spirit. Music. Music is huge for me. Like, turn on the Christian station. Enya, oh my, I can't even tell you how many times Enya has saved my life in a shower. Like, she just, something about hearing Enya, like, takes me to a place of calm and peace. Do you have something that does that for you? Look into it. Do it this week. All right, physically. Appreciate, number one, if all you could do this week is just appreciate your body, even though it's imperfect, even though it's not where you want to be, but appreciate how strong it is and what it's been through. You deserve that. Talk nice to yourself. And, okay, for me, I get so much tension in my head and neck and shoulders. And I like to, every 2 weeks, I go in and get a massage. So that's something that I do for myself. And I know that it benefits me in my headaches and my productivity. So what is it for you that helps your productivity? Fuel yourself with good food. Okay? And hello, for me, getting up and getting ready for the day was huge. If you followed me on my husband's cancer battle and now subsequent widowhood, like when I'm sad, I go buy a lipstick, like, and I had a thing, like, I have so many lipsticks, but I was a makeup artist for 5 years, and I love the difference that getting up and getting ready can do for you. Have you been feeling frumpy lately? Like, I'm excited for you. Get ready, because Niska and I are going to be doing a makeup class March 13th. So if it's just one thing you can do for yourself, sign up. It's like $25. And it's going to be a Zoom class, and it's also going to be, we're going to record it. So if you can't make it, you can watch it. And we will totally show you, like, no makeup, step-by-step skincare department store brand versus drugstore brand. And we're not selling, we don't sell skincare or makeup, but I have recommendations. And you could see more information on my website, CamilleBauer.com. And how to sign up. And if you follow me on like Insta or Facebook, I will have the sign up link there too. And I'll put it as well on my YouTube video in the comments below. But it's going to be super fun. So we're going to start and we're going to talk about brows, eye shapes, what looks best where. And even though it is topical and it is superficial to some, but getting up and getting ready, it does make you feel better. When you feel better and you feel like you look better, you do better. And so anyway, this is just something fun me and my 17-year-old daughter are doing to give back and help those that want to get tips and tricks and really just haven't been given those and want to know what colors to wear for your eye colors and what shape your eye is and how you can do eyeshadow to accommodate that. And skincare. Your makeup's only going to look as good as your skin underneath. So we just, anyway, we're excited. And it's just something fun that we're doing because everybody, a lot of people are still at home and quarantining. And we're putting that out. It's going to be so fun. So if you want to do a baby step of putting your time in for yourself and you've kind of vacillated with the idea of, man, I do want to invest in myself, but I don't really know what to do, and you want to get better at makeup and learn tips and tricks for you and your facial plane and contouring and what the crap, how do you do this and that, we're here to help you. So that'll be the first round of this will be March 13th. It's just a one-time 90-minute class. So you can check out all the details there or you can message me and I'll get you the link. But anyway, when life's hard, we've got to put ourselves on our list. We have got to take self-care seriously and have those canceling thoughts that say self-care is selfish, because self-care is essential to a longevity and happiness in your life. And I can't wait to talk to you guys next week, but I love you guys. And don't forget, no matter what, put on your big girl pants.